Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Not here on time.
This is like
your ass is late.
Yeah.
Locked out.
If you're not first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
That's right.
This is the type of music that goes with today. Just grungy.
Yes.
Just grungy, wet, nasty music.
Here it is.
What is it?
Already a text. The show just started.
Oh, he's major situation dealing with. Be there soon.
Yes.
Robbie Do headlines.
Whoa.
What do you think that is? Do you think like, no, let's play this out. And this is no disrespect to any sport, okay? But do you think that major situation is like they want to air Canes baseball on a Saturday instead of a Sunday? Like, what do you think the major situation is?
Well, I know there's a Canes baseball game during this week that starts at 6. So they may have to do some, you know, working around.
Maybe. We got a pair of tickets to give away to next Tuesday's Heat game. If you're not familiar, that is when Chris Bosh gets his jersey raised to the rafters. So you guys can keep on listening for that. We'll give you a chance to win at some point. Listen for the Chris Bosh highlight. That is your cue to call. You call 786-534-0790. That's 786-534-0790. And
you know what else it could be? That. Maybe somebody. I know. Remember how the Super Bowl going around? You can't say the word Super Bowl.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing with March Madness.
Oh,
you
think somebody accidentally did that?
Somebody might have done it.
Zazzo actually did do that a couple times yesterday. Was it yesterday? Maybe it was today.
I haven't even done it, and I'm the.
Yeah, he did a couple times, and we just started over. We're just like, wait, scratch that, and we just started over and did the read over because you know we don't want to get anybody in trouble. It's hard.
I say the basketball tournament,
which is. It's crazy that, because here's the problem, okay? All this just started in recent years. So up until, how long has it been? How long has it been March Madness?
Forever.
Forever. Now, all of a sudden, you can't say it.
They got hip to it.
Same thing with the Super Bowl.
The big game.
Well, the dude they always get weird around here with. And I won't say his catchphrase is Michael Buffer. Like that's the guy.
Oh yeah.
They're like, don't even think about doing anything that's like Michael Buffer. I'm like, all right, I won't.
I'm gotta tell you though.
Pretty sure he's a secret basement in his house, and there's tracking radio stations around the country, so he's gonna say it.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude. It's actually funny. You know who did all of that for him was his brother, Bruce.
Right.
Bruce was the guy.
Did all the paperwork?
Yeah, like Bruce was. That was his gig before the UFC stuff came along. Like he made his brother a brand, and then. I mean, their story is pretty crazy because they were long lost.
They didn't even know they were.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't even know they were brothers.
And so, yeah. And then, but I mean, his brothers just got such. I remember Michael Buffer, like, was one of those dudes when I met in boxing. I was like, whoa, that's Michael Buffer.
Here's what's crazy.
That's Michael Buffer.
You ready? We played a Monday Night Football game in Green Bay. Guess who announced the starting offense for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like, man, they got Michael Buffer.
Dude,
we don't ever get Michael Buffer.
Do you think he just gets paid in sacks of cash?
They say it's like $100,000 to do that.
Oh, man.
Remember Christian Yell?
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could play that. They're so weird about it,
though. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I even told just for saying it?
No. But, like, I know if we played it, even though, like, they were, like, on our station back in the day. Like, yeah, they're just weird about it. That's like, he's like enemy number one. Like, he's busted up
Hey, you late? You locked out.
Yep.
Here he comes around the horn.
Tough nuggets.
Let's get out of situations.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So since Beast's not here, we could talk about what happened last night at the Heat.
Yeah,
big win against Oklahoma City.
Absolutely. Please. Please do. Oh. Hey, man. You're late. Peering in. So what happened last night, Robbie?
Well, it was a huge win. I mean, everyone thought they were going to get blown out, even without Russell Westbrook, but They won by 116 to 107.
What's a Westbrook?
But how about the bench mob, the bench of doom, Wade and Dragic, 26 to 25 points.
They're so good.
Wait, it's crazy because keep in mind, when the bench comes in, it's almost like the old starting five.
I know. It's like we're just going to play you guys in shorter bursts. You got that, Kay?
By the way, that's Steven Adams.
It's terrifying.
I mean, a 19-point lead with less than 7 minutes to go, you still have to sort it out a little bit.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, because Paul George just started getting ridiculous.
And Schroeder, too.
He is ridiculous. I give pops.
Isn't Schroeder German?
Yes.
He has the two little dots above his...
Yes, he does. Little blonde highlight.
Yeah.
And he had the two dots above.
Who else has the blonde highlight? A big man. Oh, from Houston. Clint Capella.
Capella. Yes. Clint Capella does have that look.
Yes. Not German.
Yeah, he's a Frenchman, I believe.
He's French?
Yeah, Capella. Well, this is a point is on the line here.
They're saying
he's Swiss.
That's not even close, Robbie.
That is close. It's like a bordering country. They speak French in Switzerland. They speak like four other languages, but yeah, they're neutral.
Really? That is an all-out lie in an effort to
-1.
I give myself a -1 because he's not French. That's the rules.
In an effort to be almost right.
I'm trying to find out.
No!
It's from Geneva.
The Geneva Convention. That's one.
So I'm trying to see.
You got that part right.
What their language is.
English.
No, they speak everything. They speak Italian, German, French. Yeah.
Just type it in.
They don't want to pick a side, so they just speak everything.
What language do they speak in Switzerland? That's it. That's all you got to type in. Right. Google's smart.
It's good to depend on what part of the Switzerland. You know.
Really? It's not that big, Robbie.
They don't want to pick a side. They're neutral.
Tell you what.
French.
Geneva. Top language is French.
Pick up my point back?
Yeah.
Pack. Take it back.
Point for Robbie.
Mind you, I have no idea if Clint Capella actually does speak French. But
oh,
that is
man,
the man,
some
language.
Of those European
Oh,
guys?
You know what? You know where he went to high school?
Where?
In Paris.
Whoa. Double point. All right. Apologies.
Apologies. Point for Robbie.
Did he? Is he?
He would have got.
Is he getting the engineer to let him in the studio? Are you bleeping kidding me? I mean, this is such a joke.
This is a
really?
All new low.
This is a new low for you.
You should be embarrassed.
Really? You go in to get the engineer?
Somebody to get
you
the
couldn't
key.
Sit out your punishment for one segment?
Nope. It's a pleasure being a suit, boys. I have people at my disposal.
No eating in the studio.
Oh.
What else you got, Robbie?
Well, there's some tournament basketball going on tonight. Now, I know it's not the first round. It's
technically the first round.
No, they got rid of that because people didn't like it. They came back, you know, they would say that the round of 64
is a second round. That was stupid.
It was stupid. These are playing games.
They're calling it the first four. That's what it's called. Right. It's not the first round. They even make sure to say that, but it's the first four.
I have a question. Think about this. Why isn't the first four the last eight in?
Well, they do the last four at large teams and the last four automatic qualifiers.
So
that's how they do it.
You don't want necessarily to be small schools. You
so
want them
to
be like
to
bubble
be,
teams.
Okay, so basically what they do is they have
like
68 teams.
Correct.
Right? That qualify. I mean, how could a team go from being on the bubble and because – so say if a team is on the bubble, so that means they might be the 64th team, right?
So you would say,
and
like,
then the a favorite loses their conference,
right?
And there's an automatic qualifier. That means that team that was they thought was going to win, they move down to the at larges and it pushes one of those teams out.
How about this?
Instead of just pushing them down?
How about this? How about instead of putting a team in like Florida that doesn't deserve to be there, they just put in Belmont.
Belmont's in.
They're in
or
the first four.
I'm saying instead of having a first four, just put these teams in the round of 64.
Why not just put the top 68 teams?
Why do we need 68 teams? Why can't we just go back to
64? Because it's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Just go back to 64.
But you guys want less basketball? What are you, communists? Like, come on, man.
If you
What's the difference, though? Like, well, who cares?
It's Tuesday and Wednesday night action.
Check this out.
But you went to NIT or something.
Who went to the Elite Eight? A play-in team went to the VCU, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, VCU went to the Final Four. The first year they did it.
Wait, play-in team.
They were a play-in team?
Yes. Yes. The first year they came out with this new tournament.
Now there's more people at the door. What are you doing? Like, how many people did you ask to let you in here?
Oh, I sent out a group text.
You're selfish.
But isn't that crazy? So, but my point is that, okay, this year, and I'm just going from my own personal, you know, research for my pool that I haven't entered yet. Belmont is the new VCU.
That's all the crave. They're their favorite tonight, like over Temple by 3 points.
I mean, Temple, unless Al Golden's coaching. Like,
well, their coach is, he is retiring after this year. This is a swan song. He's going through a last dance.
Oh, so they got like a motivation.
Have we talked about hashtag TNM yet?
No.
No, why?
Spring
practice.
First practice.
First day of spring ball.
Brevin Jordan just said, we're elite.
Here.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, really?
What is he supposed to say?
Did he say that?
Let me ask you a question. You go ask any team going through spring ball night, we're going to be all right.
No. Brevin Jordan said, and I paraphrase, Manny said that we are the new Miami, and it's completely true. You'll see in August, we are elite.
Still don't have the quarterback yet.
Yep. Thank you, Robbie. Who's playing quarterback?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
of course it does.
Much talent.
I saw today the depth chart was
too much talent.
They had Jaren Williams. He was the one. Then Nikosi. And number three, Tate Martell.
But that's only because they don't know if he can
play. Well, this is a common trend. I know this has been going on through past coaches that they would make Spencer Whipple the start, like the depth chart as a starter in spring practice.
Just to motivate the other guys.
So you think that this is just a throw off, like Enos is throwing the
scent? Yes, this is total scent.
I also heard that Enos was making the guys do push-ups if they didn't line up right, and he's a yeller.
Good.
Is there push-ups for unsportsmanlike conduct penalties?
There is a push-up for everything.
I'm a fan of yelling.
Enos, evidently, this offensive staff, much louder than any offensive staff we've had in a while.
Whew.
Not putting up with shenanigans.
Tell you what, that hype video, that was.
He didn't like it.
That was nice.
I loved it. Robbie didn't like
it. It's 7-6. Let's cool it with the hype videos.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Let's
do something.
7-6?
I was going to bring this up today.
Hey, let me tell you something. Your video production staff's got nothing to do with your record, so let me enjoy it.
It's fake hype. Is that what you want?
It's not fake hype.
Should the Dolphins make a hype video with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
The practice is the practice.
How is that Ryan Tannehill hype video?
I think.
Don't dampen our spirits.
I hate to do this.
Do it, Leroy.
No.
We got to speak the truth here. We're journalists.
We are journalists.
Totally.
But
same as for Sorrow.
Until you can tell me what's different on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From last year to this year.
Swagger.
Yeah.
Who's going to replace Gerald Willis?
You know what? Me and Tobin, all the time, go watch Swagger in the ring.
Yep.
Swagger gets knocked the bleep out.
That's
all
true.
The time. Every time a guy comes in there shimmying.
Yeah, but when Swagger does win, it is amazing.
Oh.
But wait. How did the Swagger win?
It wins.
One out of ten.
Tobin,
Conor McGregor won two championships.
Wait, but then
Tobin,
he got his ass kicked.
We sat ringside and I said,
it's bound to happen.
This guy is about to get kicked in the face. Yeah. He's got way too much bravado. Yeah. And lo and behold, they will put an oxygen mask over his face.
Football's different.
Yeah,
football,
that was something.
No, it's not.
It's different.
No, it's not.
What would you know?
If you're good, you don't have to talk game.
No. This is what I think. This is a good old addition by subtraction. Because you don't have this guy there.
Neither do you have a quarterback.
It's all right. Because I didn't believe any of the
Robbie,
quarterbacks.
I'm telling you right now.
We got Enos now.
Yeah, Enos is a believer.
Enos is a believer. He's a screamer. He's a motivator.
You want to know what else?
He's not
going to
make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm telling you right now. I'm going to lose my mind when this team comes out and the talent warrants how good they are. And not all the trash that they've been talking.
Listen, Dan Enos isn't going to have the Rick complex. You want to know why? He had his chance to play.
That is true. He played.
He did get his ass kicked by Leroy Horde in college.
Right.
That did happen.
But he actually played.
But he got his chance.
Right.
Got his chance. Through touchdowns.
Right.
Through interceptions.
Plus, we know, unlike Mark Richt, this guy has balls. He got up and left Nick Saban.
Can we say that?
Yes, we can.
Do you, if like you didn't tell Nick Saban?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just leaving, and I don't give a crap. I'm not telling you anything. I'm going to Miami.
Now, of all the things that was most entertaining about Miami, this past offseason. That was the funniest.
Where's Dan?
Where's Dan?
And like no one wants to tell him.
They go, hey, you gonna tell him? Hell no, I'm not gonna tell him.
Hey, go check the other guy's office. Maybe he moved in there. Oh nope, not there either.
Dan, who are you talking about, Coach? Which Dan?
You know who I mean.
We're back after this. Tourney time is here. It's the Twin Peaks Tournament Twister, your chance to pick all the college tournament games and win some amazing prizes. I just did this yesterday. You guys can play against us if you want to. You guys want to kick my ass in sports knowledge? Now, I'm not going to feel bad. You know, some of you hacks come at me on Twitter and be like, this guy does sports radio? What a homer. Like, I had these dummies over the break when I was at the Dallas Stars game. And he's like, feeling froggy still? You idiot homer? Like, first of all, is that an insult to me? You think I find being called a homer an insult? I'm not like that idiot in Atlanta who's like, don't you ever call me a homer. Go ahead. Trust me, I've had a lot more teams mad in this market at me than I've had happy with me. But throw that at me and make my life a lot easier.
It's just random people going up to you in Dallas during a hockey game saying, hey, you still a homer? Or these are over social media?
Over social media.
Oh, man, that would have been sick if some random guy in Dallas pointed that out to you.
I didn't. I did have an interaction at TSA. One of the TSA dudes is a fan of our show. I was like, hey, you just scanned my body naked. Shout out. Thanks for listening to our show. Anyway, let's get back to the tournament twister. A, weekly winners will get $50 gift cards to Twin Peaks, the grand prize. It's a day in the man cave with $500 worth of food and beverage for you and your friends. That's what we're going to be broadcasting on Thursday. Romberg called in today, plastered from there. That's another story for another day. Come join us at Twin Peaks and Davie this Thursday, the 21st, from 1 to 7 p.m. Watch all the opening round action with us. Robbie's going to be there. So
can't
you get
wait.
To see him in his natural environment. Twin Peaks Tournament Twister is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Voted the best place to bust your bracket by Largo Honda. Great selection, better deals, no sharks. And finally, by Botron Rum, the taste of perfection. Award-winning Botron Rum. Rum that is not just aged, but nurtured. Register for the Twin Peaks Tournament Twister now. And I mean now. Games are tonight. You got to do it. At theticketmiami.com.
You want to know a little secret?
Yeah, I do.
These playing games don't count towards the picks.
Yeah, I you know what? I got to tell you, I didn't pick any 16s over 1s. And I think that happened last year, right?
Yeah, with Virginia. Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not
I'm just letting you know, like hypothetically, don't freak out.
If
you don't
once, Beast.
If you don't get your picks right in by today, you can still pick tomorrow and even Thursday morning.
You need to pick by Thursday at noon. No one like
playing games won't affect your bracket.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Dina Lang picked the 16 over the 1 last year.
She did. No joke.
Super annoying.
But Dina made her picks and she is videoed.
I see. She's swaggering all over social media. It's very irritating that she's kicking her ass. Like if you guys don't know, Dina Lang. You guys probably hear her.
Midday host on The Shark.
Midday show on The Shark. She's the voice of the Dwayne Wade Sweet 16 vignettes. Right. And we do these sports contests. Like, we do these
bowl
things.
Bowl
pick'ems, March Madness, whatever the hell it is, just for fun to see who does the best. But we always do it with Dina because she doesn't know squat about sports.
Correct.
She's undefeated. Never lost. Never.
She's better. Beat us in everything.
And we videotape her. She's not allowed to have a ringer. Like maybe she's crunching and she's studying
She's not.
Calling down.
I went in there the other day just to like get a feel for where her knowledge was at, and she's like, wait, that's happening now?
Yeah.
I'm like, the March Madness is happening now. She's like, oh, I thought that was like 2 months from now. I'm like, yeah. It's called
May Madness.
It's in March.
I'm like, it's in March.
And she still wins.
By the way, you can follow her at It's Dina Lang.
Yeah.
And you should also hit her with a lot of hashtag third hour.
Yep. And she's going to destroy us.
No. Nope.
So, is she 3-0 against us?
Yes.
Keep in mind.
Damn it.
She is also in on the dartboard of doom.
I know.
Yeah, but she's never had to throw.
She's never had to throw.
Right.
It's never even been a question.
In fact, she's still begging me for a damn tiara for the bowl pick'em this last year.
So, wait a minute. So, why don't you guys do better?
Why don't you do better?
Wait, I won last.
But you lost.
She's
your
first.
She came in first.
Okay.
Why don't
you first, you're last.
All right, Ricky Bobby.
Thank you, Ricky Bobby.
So, no, but what I'm saying is, who had to throw for last March Madness?
That was me.
Right. The the degenerate himself.
Okay.
Here's why he can't.
Don't pass the buck. If you're coming in second, you're not coming in first, and she's beating you too. You do better.
I'm telling you.
Don't sigh. Don't sigh at me.
He's not wrong. Huh? We all need to step up.
Yeah, we all need. It's a team effort.
It's gonna be. Like, it's almost like Survivor. Like
right.
We gotta take her down.
Yeah, we just need one of us needs to just beat her ass.
Yeah.
Not like right. that, but yeah.
Anyway.
Like you, can I?
What?
You don't have to say that. Everybody knows what you mean.
We know. I don't know.
Like you made it weird. You made it weird.
People are sensitive these days.
No, really. You think somebody would have took that as? See, that's why
I'm a snowflake. I
can pretty much just go at it how it, because I don't have that in me. You understand what I'm saying? That weirdness, I don't have in me. So when I say something, everybody knows that I ain't thinking that. You, on the other hand, man.
So the Heat won last night, 116-107.
Yeah, they did.
Very awesome performance off the bench by Dwayne Wade and Goran Dragic.
I love this bench.
They're amazing.
Although the Whiteside foul situation, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
of course.
We said that yesterday. I said, like, Steven Adams, okay, this is going to go like this. Two fouls by Bam early on, two fouls by Whiteside, and of course that happened. And I guess with Whiteside, he kind of just got lost in the shuffle because the Heat were rolling kind of out of the gate from the third quarter. So, you know, he knows he wasn't really a thing.
Hey, question. What did you think was going to happen when they got up 13-0?
I thought it was going to be a blowout, a steamroll.
Oh, I thought it was going to be destruction.
Oh, yeah. My son turned, I was making dinner, and my son turned it on and goes, Dad, they're down 13-4, whatever it was. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
My daughter did that, too. She goes, why are the Heat losing so bad? She goes, is the other team cheating? Even my daughter.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You taught your kids if the other team's really good and winning, somebody's cheating.
Exactly. There's no doubt about it.
Where did she get that from?
I don't know.
If I got your daughter on the phone right now and I just go, New England Patriots, would she go, cheaters?
I don't know. Let's find out.
She's in school.
Not spring break, bro.
Oh, you have it this week? We have it next week.
Remember, we've had incidents with these surprise call-ins before.
I'll text my wife.
Oh, she's going to say no. Absolutely not.
Your wife is not going to agree to this.
Does she have a phone?
No, she's six.
Trust me.
Hey, there's been six-year-olds with phones.
Let me tell you.
It's coming soon, man.
When did Rebecca get one?
Rebecca got
one on her 10.
Did she get
10?
Yeah, that's okay, 10.
That's double digits. That's the number.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on in my house right now. My kids now have locked out two iPads. Somehow, they've created new passwords, and they can't remember what they are. So now, I can't get in there.
That's great.
Listen, we'll fix Daddy.
All right, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Daddy?
Hey, sweetie, what are you doing?
Hey, you're on the radio.
She's sick. She can't sue us.
Could you talk a little louder? I can't hear you.
Sure, baby. Hey, can I ask you something? What do you know about the Patriots? The New England Patriots, what do you know about them? The football team that plays the Miami Dolphins. Do we like them?
No.
Why?
Because they're selfish.
That's true.
They are selfish.
And they lack integrity. And do they play fair?
No.
Who's your favorite team?
Everybody.
Yeah. But what's your favorite team to go to? What's your favorite games to go to? Yeah.
Miami Heat and Dolphins.
That's a good kid right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is a Rat Fink?
Huh?
Who is a Rat Fink?
I would say Rat Fink.
Yep.
Could be a lot of answers here. Who we are just talking about.
That's right. All right, I love you, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Love you.
All righty.
I don't think she's in the mood for your shenanigans right now.
Perhaps not. I took her away from the trampoline park. That's why.
Oh, how dare you.
She's probably thinking, minus one, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely taking a pony away.
That place is so much fun. Hey, oh, my goodness. That adrenaline zone?
At least your daughter has an idea. If I called Rebecca and said, hey, do you like the New England Patriots? Who? What?
Well, I've got the other problem. I've got sports nerd in my house who's continuously watching ESPN News, Sports
Center. You know what he's on track to become.
Minus one for the kid that wears gloves to a game.
That's my son. My son wears gloves to a watch party.
Oh, dude, my sports knowledge at 10 was way more than it is now.
Oh, yeah, correct.
It's not even close. The stuff I could probably harken back to when I first started watching the Marlins, it's nothing like that.
I go on our DVR. Pardon the interruption, around the horn. I'm like, Zach, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got to get all the knowledge, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
He's going to become a degenerate.
Dude, I remember like back in the day when PTI was the first thing in high school.
He has 20 brackets going on. He's in leagues with 50-year-olds. He doesn't even know.
There's so many takes these days. Like, I don't even know how people kids can keep up these days. Like, I remember we would talk at school, like, what did Tony and Mike Wilbon have to say?
Well, that's a really? Horrible. That's a
you want a secret?
That's
they
a
all,
horrible day.
They all say the same thing. They copy and paste.
It's true.
It's a horrible day.
It was a groundbreaking show
at the time.
Horrible day.
Hey man, you got to do stuff. You got to talk about some stuff in homeroom.
Do you think that Do you think right now someone in school, like during a free period, is like, oh, we got to tune into #3rd hour here.
100%. How many students do you think are telling their teachers now that they're boxed in?
Oh, somebody's gonna get somebody. Look, here's what I'm afraid of, right? You know somebody's about to get their ass kicked for saying somebody's boxed in, right?
I think we should do this now. What's our email address?
Boxin@theticketmiami.com.
All right. Listen, we need your kids to send us video of them boxing their teacher in.
No,
that's a terrible
what
idea.
Are you
a great
doing?
Idea.
No, man.
What are you doing?
We're gonna end up getting some kids in trouble.
But there you go again.
That's not my problem. Okay, other way around. Teachers boxing kids in when they get in trouble.
I don't think we could do that either.
No,
like, then they're
going to
be like,
doing?
Where did you learn this? Wait, this is bullying. Bullying scandal starts on the radio
question,
show.
Shot
Deadspin. Deadspin.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What is sent from your brain to your mouth that would let you think that that's a good idea? Because it's not even close to a good idea. It's not funny. It's not nothing.
I like listener interaction.
That's not interaction.
Oh, yeah,
but she's like, keep it.
You just basically you're saying, hey, little kids, go defy authority.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen some of these videos.
That was me as a kid.
Fight the power.
You see
some? That's in Boston. Okay,
what does that mean?
It's a whole bunch of white folks could yell at their parents and stuff like that.
That's true.
Here, where I'm from,
yeah.
Corporal punishment.
Oh no, we didn't.
That
have
means
that.
when I was in high school, you could get paddled.
No, because
you can't do that.
You can't get paddled. No, you're wearing Birkenstocks.
In my school? Oh no! If you go to my school, that's part of the deal.
Still.
What? I promise you.
Well, you went to a Catholic school, so
yes.
An
all boy, 99.9% black Catholic school
with a bunch of nuns.
Nuns, priests, layman.
So you're saying if one of the kids that at your old school tried to box in a nun, that wouldn't go over well? What about you? You went to, didn't you,
What? You need to ask? Look at him. What do you think happened?
I told you, I got sent to the principal's office for showing a horse bleeping video. There's no corporal punishment. I mean, my dad tried to bribe the nuns.
What's wrong with you guys?
What?
Because I know. I could just see at your school right now.
Yeah.
You had a whole bunch of well-to-do little white kids.
Yeah.
Running out, stomping their feet because they didn't get their way.
That is correct.
No!
Then we'd have mommy and daddy call the principal, and then they would change it.
There you go. That didn't work in my parts.
No, that's how it works.
I just did a lot of kids.
In Boston. And then only
in
Boston.
In the North Shore, like up
in Boston.
No, Cape Ann specifically.
What happened was I would just tell the nuns that I'm not answering for these crimes anymore. I went to confession, and the priest says I'm absolved. And
did that work?
Yeah, like that's the faith.
Like you said, a couple of Hail Marys, and you're
I'm
good.
Like, she's like, did you take Johnny's toy? I'm like, these are things that I have confessed and have been washed away by my penance. You cannot punish me for this.
People now saying they've been using Boxton at work with their coworkers.
Yeah, there you go.
Excellent.
What about those videos? Can we get those videos?
No, first thing we're going to do is we're going to get shirts.
Well, I know that, but I would love to see,
if you have a good Boxton, if you're able to sneak attack somebody, boxing them in at work.
Yep.
Go ahead and email us at boxedin@theticketmiami.com. You box them in, though, can you just let them know that, hey, by the way, you've been video boxed in?
Yeah.
So we have consent. Okay, back up to this. Oh, yeah.
Beethoven.
I love this song, man.
Which is absolutely crazy to me. This guy gets excited. He will stop anywhere in the world for Susudi.
Oh,
I don't understand why.
Why? What? Like, what is it about the song?
I don't know. It's just good.
Look, we'll be walking through the halls, and Susudi will come on. He starts shoulder shimmying.
Oh, man. It just makes me happy. I don't know what to tell you. Speaking of happy, Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard makes me happy. It is. I mean, that thing is something to behold. It is beautiful.
Didn't he talk about it on the conference call today?
Yeah, we're going to play some of that. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, he spoke to reporters today about his glorious beard. And look, one of the things that's a concern is he's going to be now in the hottest location in all of the NFL.
Right.
Is the beard going to stay?
Well, he was in Tampa. That's not much cooler.
Wait.
I mean, it's not.
In September, it's hot everywhere. My
it's
ass.
So hot. It's look at
dude. Up north.
August heat here.
Can I just tell you, okay, as hot as you say it is down here, has somebody ever died from heat?
Have they ever died from, I don't know.
Well, somebody did in Minnesota because
well,
it was so hot.
That's true. Okay, well, boxed in on that one.
Okay. Yeah, man, it gets so.
No, Robbie, like, don't use that story to box me in. I will acknowledge the box in. Let him rest in peace, please.
In Chicago. And when we would go like Kansas, we would go to Wisconsin and practice against like Kansas City and the Saints. And in Minnesota, it was over 100 degrees half the summer.
You've been boxed in.
It never gets really, really hot. It never gets really, really hot. It's always around 90, but it's humid.
Still feels too soon. Yeah, but here you got the humidity, and the humidity can mess with that beard.
Humidity. Just said that.
Humidity.
Houston, we have a problem.
Humidity.
I just said that.
Look, I was too concerned about Robbie.
Should we all, for the first week of the season, should we all grow the...
I can't.
Oh, you don't get hair?
Yeah, what happens if you just let it go?
Very patchy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I was looking about my roughest when I was in Dallas. I was looking like a hobo.
You didn't shave?
Yeah, I got to like day three, and I had already not shaved 3 days beforehand. I'm just like, I look disgusting. I need to get, because I don't have like one consistent fur. It's kind of like I look like an alley cat.
What?
Yeah, it's just
love
horrible.
To see
so you got to do mutton chops.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. You should go with that. No.
I can't do it. You know why I can't do it? My face will hurt because I get the ingrown hair.
Yeah, I have the same problem too. That's why I don't shave anymore.
Let me explain to you why it happens to you. Because your cheeks are so fat, the hair gets spread out.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
No, it's not a thing.
It is.
It's not a thing.
Your cheeks are so fat.
No.
I have.
Go ahead. He's got a medical term.
I have folliculitis.
No, dude. This guy.
I have that definitely with my bullfrog chin. Like, I don't like it because it feels all bleh, like itchy on the.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
On the bend down. I don't like it.
Oh, don't do the turtle. My wife does that. She's got the turtle, too. It doesn't mean you have this. It means you have no chin.
Oh, I don't have a chin.
Your lip goes right down to your chest.
Yep. Let's get to Ryan Fitzpatrick on keeping the beard.
You know, I've done it. I've done it in Houston. I've done it in Tampa. So it did start. Really, the beginning was probably Buffalo because of the cold. But it's become such a part of who I am that it'll definitely be in full effect.
Yeah, of course. Like, what's he? He's just gonna get rid of it. It's his identity. But like, I would just figure, like, can he trim it up just as slightly?
No,
under the helmet.
Can't do it. Can't do
it. Is that a safety hazard?
No. Let it go, man.
He's not ramming helmets. Wait, you have watched some of the chin straps these quarterbacks have on. It's just like a slight little like old school kicker thing.
Oh yeah, like especially Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Right, it barely comes on. Yeah, like he takes it on and off after every play. I'm strapped in. Like the space shuttle.
Why are you worrying about it if he's not?
I don't know. I'm just worried. First of all, this O-line for firsts.
Oh, he's 36. He ain't getting out of nobody's way.
Yeah, bro. He doesn't care, man. He's here for the party.
I say, you know, they should have like a bonus. If you get sacked more than 50 or 60 times, $2 million escalator. because we failed.
Is that coming from your O-line?
No.
Directly?
It's coming from the team because you're basically
coming from the GM who put the horrible line on the field.
He also wanted to put to rest any chemistry issues that they may be between him and Minka, who had the failed Fitzmagic copyright issue. And here's what he had to say about that.
I haven't talked to or met Minka yet. I think first we got to figure out if we're related in some way, trace it back and see where it goes to. But I think there's plenty of magic to go around.
I think that'd be funny, like if they did 23andMe and it did turn out that they were related. Just harkens back on the family tree. This is where we go back to.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You think there's a possibility?
Yeah. It's like the Buffer
that
brothers.
Ryan Fitzpatrick and Minka Fitzpatrick are related.
Just a little bit.
Hey, T-Mac and Vince Carter didn't know they were cousins until like 20 years later.
What?
I don't want to say it.
Give you both minus one right now.
Why?
Before I start kicking
ass.
Well,
I will say this.
No, wait, no. Wait. Minus one, then we talk.
Minus one.
One more time.
Minus one.
There. Now go. That.
No, I know. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to have to say it.
I don't understand.
Okay.
What don't...
It's the same last name.
That means nothing. Okay?
Well,
guess what? There's a bunch of hordes out there. There's a bunch of white hordes. None of us ever thought we were related.
There's a horde that plays for Wake Forest. Might be a first pick in the
Robbie,
NBA.
He said horde.
I was clear.
I almost started.
I wasn't even scared.
When he said white hordes, I was like, whoa. There's a possibility. Obviously, there's been mixing of races for centuries.
Okay, and they look differently.
But, no, I'm just saying.
No,
that,
I will say this.
I would just say that
it's,
maybe.
Wait. After looking at Minka, it's not out of.
Yeah, but
Minka's
okay.
Born in New Jersey.
Fitzpatrick is got to be Irish, right? Like maybe
I'm just saying. Listen to me.
Right, look.
Here.
That's Ryan Fitzpatrick with no beard.
Yep.
Minka with.
Samesies. Here. Are you
Samesies?
Wait.
Twinsies.
Let me explain to you.
Go ahead.
Why? There could be a possibility.
Slaves?
He's a red bone. So that means my grandmother was your color.
Oh.
And look,
there
I'm going to keep it real.
There might have been some mixing.
I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
She would say to us all the time, because my grandfather was black as night. Right? She would say, how the hell you think I got this color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. When I see Ryan Fitzpatrick and I see Minka and I see he's like, he might be mixed. It's not out of the realm.
I think we should.
Not likely.
We should do the 23andMe.
Just a little swab.
23andMe.
Just a little swab to check it out.
Yeah, do the 23andMe with
really?
These guys.
What's wrong?
How cool would it be if we found out that they were long lost brothers?
That would be, well, they're not going to be brothers, but like
or
fifth cousins, like three times removed could be possible.
All right, let's get to some football.
So somebody said, these guys don't know what the hell Red Bone is, Leroy.
I know what it is.
I know the
Come
song.
Come on, huh?
I know the song.
What song?
The song by, what's his face? Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
Let's get. Yeah, I like the song.
It's a good tune.
This was playing on the Shark, I would say, every three songs.
Oh, yeah, when it was like popular,
Here is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was asked about how he would feel if the Dolphins ended up drafting a quarterback. Of course, you can keep this going, Robbie, if you'd like. Fitzpatrick on if the Dolphins would draft a quarterback.
We'll see what happens. I know that this is the NFL, which means that, nothing is promised. And, there are things that come up and happen all the time. So I just felt like it was a great opportunity for me. And, again, I've pretty much been in all the different situations you can think of or imagine. And I think that was probably some of the appeal as well. On their end, it's just the kind of the steadiness and the experience that I have.
What?
Red bone is what Beast has in his hands after he finishes a turkey leg.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Oh, my God.
Plus one my God.
Point for Texter.
Point for Texter.
Point for Texter.
So here's the deal. And correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the Dolphins and the Canes are basically on the same level. But for some reason, we think the Dolphins are rebuilding, and we think the Canes are not.
What do you mean by same level?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I feel like
until either team gets a quarterback, you're going to be just hovering around 500, or maybe a little bit more. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I think the Dolphins are definitely still looking for the quarterback in the future.
Until they get a quarterback.
The Canes may have the quarterback on their roster.
They may.
He's not cleared yet.
Well, maybe Jaren Williams gets it going.
Really? Let me see if we can bring it back to a year previous to this moment.
Yeah.
And let's say this. Everybody except Tate Martell was on the roster last year.
Correct. Yes.
And with what they put on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
If any of those other two guys had any amount of talent, they would have played.
Because they were playing
bull.
No, they were playing chicken with the red shirt. They didn't want to burn it.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't want to burn it?
Yeah.
It got to the point where it's time to burn something.
I mean, it took a while to kick Rozier off.
Then Jaren Williams got suspended.
Then the other dude, the dude who just transferred, Weldon, he got suspended. And then Nkosi.
Here you go.
They had a problem.
This one ends it. Minka's pops is black and his mom is white. So I was correct from there.
Okay.
But his dad is Fitzpatrick, not his mom.
Yeah, but his dad could have a white mom or a grandmother or something. Like, the name could have been passed. Do you know what I'm saying? You understand? Somewhere along the lines.
Fitzpatrick is a super Irish name.
Super Irish.
So somebody.
Well, I mean, like, there was Troy O'Leary that played for the Red Sox, and he definitely didn't look like a Fitzpatrick.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.